Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas under Marx and Lenin. This was part of a radio program by President Ronald Reagan before he became president. It's an astounding overview of what happened in repressive regimes when it came to Christmas. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, between his campaign against President Gerald Ford in 1975-76 and his race against Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan delivered more than 1,000 radio broadcasts, including one in which he shared a story about Christmas in the Ukraine before and after communism. These are amazing radio programs. They are called today, in his own words, and the actual handwritten scripts of what he read on the air, you can find that, and it's called In His Own Hand. It's amazing because there's about 1,000 of these broadcast, Matt, and they really overview all of Ronald Reagan's thinking that ultimately he implemented when he became president of the United States. And so this one that he gave as part of this series was entitled Christmas Under Marx and Lenin. And he mentions that in an effort to resist Christians, communist leaders secularized a favorite Ukrainian Christmas carol, and it was in the English translation, Joyous News Has Come to Us. That's the English translation of the title. And the original song, Matt, began with these words, The joyous news has come, which never was before. Over a cave above a manger, a bright star has lit the world, where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden. That was the lyrics of this famous Christian carol in the Ukraine celebrating Christmas until communists ultimately feared that this would have a problem for their regime, and they began to alter its words.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that liberals didn't say that President Reagan was trying to interfere with Ukrainian government. I'm kidding, of course. But yeah, no, but this is just an example of the clash in worldviews that has been ongoing since the beginning of man. They changed the words and said instead, the joyous news has come, which never was before, long-awaited star of freedom. So the communist star lit the skies in October, the month of the revolution, where formerly lived the kings and had the roots their nobles there today with simple folks, Lenin's glory hovers. So the idolatry, the humanism that is inherent within Marxism and even today, socialism, communism, and the larger Marxism was certainly present then, remains present today, and it's basically a man's attempt to replace God. It's idolatry to replace God with government.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Jesus, Yeshua, a Messiah, the anointed one is what Christ means. You know, he is the name above every name. And starting with Herod, you know, people have feared him because of that, because he is God. And we see that even today, we're dealing with all these issues where people are trying to, you know, smash out Christmas, Christ Mass, his birthday. We deal with different atheist groups that are trying to take away nativity scenes. You're dealing with merchants that want to say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And so it goes on, even today.
Yeah, I remember Herod, he was a maniac. He was someone who murdered his wife because he thought she was involved in a conspiracy. Found out that she was not. He was a ruthless murderer. He murdered relatives. He was a great builder, but he was a maniac, and he was the king of that area at the time. And you remember, the wise men from Persia or Babylonia came to Herod and came to the area of Jerusalem, and they were seeking out where Jesus was. Right. Word ultimately got to Herod. Herod summoned them in, and he pretended he was interested.
Obviously, he's very insecure.
And he said, and he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Now, the troubling was he was obviously putting out the word that something is happening. He wanted to ultimately be the king, the state. He wanted to be the God of all the people, if you will.
He was jealous, afraid,
and he was
insecure.
Jealous that a new king would be born that would ultimately interfere with his power.
Right.
And so he wanted to kill baby Jesus, snuff him out. We know the rest of the story. That wasn't the case. Jesus ultimately fled. His parents took him down into Egypt, as we know. And then he came back after the death of Herod. But it's been the same ever since. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go all the way back to Moses, the same thing. Moses was pointing toward the ultimate deliverer, and Moses was born a deliverer of the people out of Egypt, and again, the pharaohs then wanted to kill the baby boys.
Right.
And Moses escaped and ultimately was raised in the actual home, the palace of the pharaohs. So here we have the same thing, communist regimes, and it's not just the former Soviet Union. Remember when Reagan did this, the Soviet Union was still very strong and very powerful, and he had a lot to say against communism. And he's talking about the history, and it's not just the Soviet Union, it's other communist regimes where the state becomes the ultimate arbitrator of right and wrong and gives you your rights as opposed to those rights and liberties coming from God.
Right.
And when there's competition, they want to crush it. So it's the churches. It's the religious freedom that they want to eliminate. And when Christmas comes up every year and they were having this wonderful song, Joyous News Has Come to Us, they thought, we need to start to rewrite this song. We need to secularize it. We need it to actually refer to the joyous news of the rising of the revolution and communism, and then focus on Lenin rather than Jesus Christ. So the former Soviet Union eventually began banning Christmas commemorations. Saint Nicholas was replaced with another name, or a Grandfather Frost, and then the Stalinist creation wears a red cap, a long white beard of Santa Claus, but he delivers gifts to children on New Year's Eve. Christmas trees were banned, but people continued to trim their New Year's trees. Communism folded all Christmas celebrations into a New Year's celebration, so they actually moved it to a different day. Christians continued to exhibit bravery and courage in confronting communism's anti-Christmas campaign. One person recalled how the young people would go out in the streets and sing Christmas carols, knowing that if police heard them, they would be arrested.
Yeah, how about that priest that actually delivered a sermon protesting that December 25th had been declared a work day instead of a holiday?
And he did this in 1983. And the next day he was arrested by secret police, beaten, imprisoned, and he eventually died.
Yeah, he gave his life to stand for truth. But lest people think that this dark antichrist spirit, and that's what it is, mm-hmm. isn't alive and well, it's right here in the United States. We have these humanist atheist groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way that are engaging, attempting to engage in the same kind of religious cleansing. Even I'm remembering Chris Cuomo, I forget who his guest was, maybe it was Ted Cruz, saying that the Constitution guarantees it, and so does the Declaration, that our rights, our inalienable rights, are inalienable, and they come from God. And Chris Cuomo mocked him, laughed at him with CNN, and basically said, no, our rights come from government. Well, that's the same exact mindset we saw right there in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, and it wasn't just in the Soviet Union. It was in other communist or repressive regimes as well. You have the same kind of thing happening in Cuba from 1969 to 1997. Christmas was banned in Cuba. You have this in among the certain Vietnamese provinces, a report in Christianity Today in 2002, where the singing of Silent Night was banned. We encounter this all the time with regards to Silent Night, the words of songs being censored, red and green, said, you know, no, that's Christmas. You can't have red and green. You can't say Merry Christmas. That's why it's important. There's a history. There's a reason why this censorship takes place. And that's why we launched 17 years ago our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. This is a joyous time of season. Never take your freedom for granted. Celebrate this Christmas. The real reason for the season is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And never, ever take our freedom for granted. May you and all of your family have a Merry Christmas as you begin to gather with your friends and family to celebrate Christmas tomorrow. Merry Christmas from Liberty Council. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.